Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, we are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
We're presented with two stories of hospitality in today's readings. The first, of course, in the book of Genesis, Abraham showing hospitality to those three strangers. And then, of course, in the gospel reading, we're presented with the story of Martha and Mary welcoming Jesus into their home. Now, hospitality during that time period was an expectation by their society. You know, if someone was going to be traveling a long distance, they were going to be doing so on their feet. They weren't going to be carrying provisions with them. When they finally grew tired or got towards the end of the day, they would stop by a camp or else a small village, and hospitality would demand that their needs be taken care of. As well, Abraham and Martha seem to be doing that. But there is something to learn from these, beyond just the expectations of what society asks for. In Abraham's case, he went well beyond what would be expected of him. He immediately jumped up, had his wife bake them three fresh loaves of bread, had a servant prepare a steer, and Abraham himself served these three men. It's important, I think, to put this episode of Abraham's life in a little bit of context. So Abraham has had this ongoing relationship with God. God appeared to him and said, "You know what? I want you to leave the land that you now occupy. And I want you to take all your family and all your possessions and head to a land I will show you." What became known as the Promised Land. So that was the first promise made to Abraham. But the second promise was, "Look up at the stars of the sky. I will make your descendants as numerous as them." Now, that second promise, Abraham was starting to get a little concerned about, because his wife Sarah was barren, and he was getting up in age. And he's wondering when this was going to happen, and even how it was going to happen, that God would make good on that promise. But in his continual relationship with God, his prayers finally were answered. As those men were ready to leave, one of them said, "Where is your wife?" "Well, she's over in the tent." Said, "I'm going to return in a year, and within that year, your wife will have a son." Now Abraham knew when God was going to make good on that promise. And of course, Sarah gave birth to their son Isaac. And then the second story of hospitality is in our gospel. Now, as I said before, Martha is just doing what society expects of them. A guest has come to their home. She's busily trying to care for his needs, preparing a meal. But then she has this interesting exchange with Jesus. Basically, she's saying, "Aren't you upset that my sister is not doing anything?" I think Martha was the one who was upset. And Jesus says, "No, Mary has chosen the better part." What was Mary doing? Mary was sitting in the presence of God, the Son of God. Mary was listening and learning from him. Mary was fostering that relationship with her God, in God's Son, Jesus Christ. The lesson that I think that Jesus was trying to tell Martha is, it's good that you are caring for my needs, but don't do it because this is what society expects of you. Do it because we are in relationship with one another. We are in a friendship with each other. And how do you grow in friendship with our Lord? You do so in prayer. You do so by listening to his word, most especially in sacred scripture. You do so quietly learning from him. When you are in relationship with Jesus, then it should spring forth that you would care for others. And I think that that's kind of what Jesus is really telling us today. You know, last weekend we had the story of the Good Samaritan. But let's remember what led to that story first. A young man came to Jesus, "What must I do to be justified?" And Jesus says, "Well, what's the law say?" He says, "Well, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your being, and love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said, "You got this. Just do that." And of course, the man went on to say, "Well, who's my neighbor?" And then that led to the story of the Good Samaritan. Today, in today's gospel reading, Jesus is handling the first part of it. How do you love the Lord your God? You do so by being in his presence. You do so by praying to him. You do so by listening to him. You do so by learning from him. That is how you foster your relationship with God. That is how you show love for God. And in that, it then compels you then to love your neighbor. Those two commandments of love of God and love of neighbor that Jesus gave us are tied together. You can't do one without the other. You can't say that you love God and hate your neighbor, and you can't pretend to love your neighbor if you don't know God. Those commandments are tied together. When we gather at Eucharist, we get a little glimpse of what we just heard today. We first listen to God in his sacred word. We then sit down in Jesus' presence and share the sacred meal. And then that should compel us to go out the doors of this church to love our neighbor by continuing to grow our relationship with our God. My dear friends, we are truly blessed by a God who loves us, by a God who wants to be in relationship with us. It's our responsibility to foster that relationship, to show love for God, so that we then can turn around and share his love with our neighbor. This is not just Jesus' commandments. This is not just the law. This is what makes our God pleased with us, pleased to call us his sons and his daughters.